1 John 5:21, the last verse of the book. It's an odd way to end a book, but John says, "Little children, keep yourselves from idols." Amen. Before I get into that, I wanted to wish everyone a happy new year. Today is the first day of 2020. Man, that's an interesting thing. Today is a day, like several holidays that we have, where there are certain things that we're supposed to eat, right? Turkey Day, Thanksgiving, right? They call it Turkey Day for a reason, even though my family didn't do turkey on that day, but that's all right. They have, it's Thanksgiving, that's Turkey Day. So you have different things that you eat on these particular holidays, right? Hot dogs and hamburgers on the 4th of July, these are just things you do. For New Year's, in many places, there are just certain things that you're supposed to eat. And among those things, black eyed peas, Hoppin' Johns, collard greens, maybe some cornbread, some kind of pork, this is what you eat, right? Well, for us, these are actually the foods that we have for New Year's that we're supposed to eat are, they're supposed to represent something. They're supposed to be for a particular purpose. Hoppin' Johns or black eyed peas are meant to symbolize luck. So you'll have good luck in the coming year. Collard greens or perhaps some other kind of greens represent wealth, so that you might have wealth for that year. And, cornbread and pork have different things as well. Well, these things are at best a tradition and at worst a superstition. At best a tradition and at worst a superstition. You know, there's nothing wrong with doing things traditionally for the sake of tradition, just because you've always done it. I have an example here, going inside of the bank instead of going to the ATM. I don't do that. I go to the ATM all the time. But there might be some people who just don't like the ATM, and out of tradition, I'm just going to go and see the bank teller. I'm just going to take care of that. Or maybe there was a time when I didn't go through the drive-thru. I wanted to go into the restaurant. Of course, now with kids and other things like that, it's much more convenient to go in the drive-thru often. But, these are traditions. These aren't things that we have to do. It's just things that we do because we've always done them. Even in religion, there's nothing wrong with doing something like that necessarily. For instance, we're meeting on a Wednesday evening. That's a tradition that we have in America, even among many of the denominations that exists as well. What is wrong is if these traditions counter a command or a principle in Scripture. In other words, if we have no authority for it. Colossians 3:17, of course, tells us that whatever we do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. We can study Scripture, we can sing, we can pray any day of the week that we might like, any time. But the Bible only has the example of taking the Lord's Supper and passing a collection plate or taking up a collection on the first day of the week. So we should not use tradition to say that we can do something the Bible does not give authority for. We might eat these foods, for instance, for New Year's. We might eat these foods at this time of year for the sake of tradition, because we've always done it. We like, the taste, something of that nature. But we should not think that we will actually have good luck or prosperity simply because we ate something on a particular day. It just doesn't make any sense. We often say that idolatry really isn't much of a problem in our culture today. And it isn't in the sense that we don't take a tree and carve up something and set it somewhere and then bow down to it and then pretend like it's talking to us. We don't do anything quite like that. But instead, we have people pretending that the true God is talking to them. We also have people who put things before God in their lives. And we might even have faith in things besides our Lord, such as these types of superstitions. There are a lot of superstitions that people cling to today, whether jokingly or seriously. Honestly, I don't know very many people who hold to these things seriously. I sometimes joke around about them. Oh, better not walk under a ladder. Oh, no, that's bad news if you break a mirror. Oh, some salt spilled. Let me throw some over my shoulder. Maybe picking up a penny, heads up. A black cat crossing your path. Putting a horseshoe over your door. All these things are perhaps, again, at best traditions, at worst superstitions. How about this? The position of the sun among the constellations when you were born. Hence your horoscope. How about the position of the moon, the sun, and planets at any given time? How about putting something on top of your Bible? Have you heard of that one? Don't do that. Don't do that. What about not fishing or mowing the lawn on Sunday? Hear about that one? You know, there may be a legitimate origin to some of these modern superstitions, but ultimately they are baseless. You know, not putting something on top of your Bible, it shows great respect for God's word, but the logic fails when you put that under scrutiny. I mean, how wrong is it just to put a piece of paper over your Bible? I don't know. What about a bookmark? Is that going over part of the Bible or all of it? It fails whenever you really look at this thing. How about fishing or mowing the lawn on Sundays? You know, I don't do either of those things, but that's because I don't like to fish much. And even if I did, I might, I'd have to wake up early, and I'm not a morning person, in order to get here to worship on time. I'd have to clean up a lot in between services if I were to do that, or mow the lawn. Usually get sweaty and icky, and there are reasons why we don't do this, but there's not any religious reason for it. It's not because of anything the Bible said. You know, there are lots of things that we do or don't do for the sake of tradition. Ultimately, our faith needs to be in God and in Him alone. If he sees fit to have good things happen to us this year, it isn't because we ate black-eyed peas today. If he sees fit to bless us monetarily, it's not because we ate some collards. And the reverse of that is true as well. If we don't eat those things, if we have poverty that year, or if we have bad luck that year, however you define that, it doesn't mean that's the reason. At the same time, what if you are prosperous that year and you had no greens at all? There's all sorts of things that you can think about for that. Often, traditions are fun, are harmless, but let us make sure that they never develop into superstitions. This takes faith away from our Lord and misplaces our faith. And if that's the case, would that not then be a form of idolatry? Little children, keep yourselves from idols. One example, and I hope I have time to do this. One example, a few days before Christmas on December 21st, several members of a Catholic church in Louisiana, maybe you've heard of this, brought 100 gallons of water to an airfield. A priest blessed it and turned it into holy water. Then the water was put into a crop duster and sprayed all over a community. And this was supposed to have blessed the town or blessed the community. When I first saw this particular thing, my first thought was, it's a nice thought, but superstitious nonsense. And it was a good thought. You want to bless your community. You know, that's a great thing, to want to bless your community. The question is, how? But their tradition, for which they have no scriptural authority for, has turned this kind of thing into a superstition. And it would be comical if it weren't sad. That there are people who believe that that kind of thing would do more than a good rain would. If they really want to help people, if they really want to bless the community, why not just pray for the community? Why not do something? Why not donate money to a food bank or volunteer at a homeless shelter? And maybe they do those things. Maybe they already do those things, but keep doing those things rather than doing something that's costly. You've got to rent the plane, buy all that water. Costly, but ultimately useless. As we begin this new year, let us make sure that we put our full faith and confidence in our Lord, not in superstitions. And if you really want to make a new start this year, why not become a Christian? Why not become a Christian? Now is a good chance. Really, any time we meet is a good chance. But for some reason, people put a particular emphasis on the new year. Now is a good chance for you to start anew, to start a new life with Christ. If you've already done that and you need to renew your life to Christ, if you need to make things right with Him, you've sinned in a particular way that you need to repent of and let us know about that, well, please make things right with God this evening. If you have any sort of need, please come forward as we stand and as we sing.